From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. More fallout from PG&E's handling of the San Bruno pipeline explosion. The California Fair Political Practices Commission is investigating whether former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's chief of staff illegally acted as a go-between for PG&E and the California Public Utilities Commission. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffitt reports.
The Fair Political Practices Commission has requested all communication since 2012 between Susan Kennedy Inc., or her Caliber Strategies consulting firm, and seven Public Utilities Commission members. Mindy Spatt is with the Utility Reform Network, or TURN, which sued PG&E for previous improper communications following the San Bruno pipeline explosion.
Just at this point, when they are about to agree to pay these penalties, which will be credited to gas customers, PG&E has revealed another set of emails involving Susan Kennedy and several very high-up officials at the Public Utilities Commission.
She says PG&E is already facing $86.5 million in fines.
The first set of emails did come out of the San Bruno incident and basically were related to PG&E trying to get an increase in gas rates, trying to judge shop in a case involving gas rates.
TURN is asking the PUC to investigate this batch of emails as well, but the commission has not said if it will. A PUC spokeswoman says the commission is cooperating with the FPPC investigation. In a court briefing, PG&E says there is nothing new in the emails. The FPPC is also asking for emails from Kennedy or her staff to Lyft and transportation network companies. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
Well, the first California lawmaker has resigned amid outcry over a culture of sexual harassment and abuse at the state capitol. Assemblyman Raul Bocanegra announced his immediate resignation Monday. That's after two Los Angeles Times stories detailed multiple allegations of unwanted sexual advances and groping. Before the second story published last week, Bocanegra said he would not seek re-election. In a Facebook post Monday, Bocanegra denied the allegations but stepped down immediately. Meanwhile, the State Senate Rules Committee stripped Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza of a committee chairmanship after allegations of sexual harassment. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.